And hello, old friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
All righty, and away we go with another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Hey, be sure and visit them. They're right there off Dolphin in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. It is June the 24th. And this is episode 896. And if you're on the show, no matter where you are checking us out, we appreciate it. Along the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, state of Alabama, thank you for hanging out with us. I am your host, Randy Bergen, and we have a cast. I repeat, a cast of characters here today. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the left one right here. He is our dog, the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, PGA teaching professional, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Got to see that yesterday, and may I compliment you and say you played very well, sir.
Well, thank you. Yeah, had a little even par round, and our assistant, John Michael, played very well. Scott Palmer had a 68.
Wow.
Paul Smith had a 69. We're making some birdies out at Quail Creek, kind of similar to what's going on the PGA Tour.
Speak for yourself on that. Speak for yourself on that.
But thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we got a lot. You're going to have a tip coming up for us in just
Absolutely.
A few moments, but we'll roll over to War Eagle TV's Doug Holton. Doug, how you doing, my man?
Doing good, Randy. I was going to say, listening to Bobby's comments about the U.S. Open and the tournament this weekend, it's almost like we're at the first round of the U.S. Open. They're shooting so low, right?
This ain't a U.S. Open. They're making a ton of birdies. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. Of course, we call him the voice. He is one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, a good friend. Matt Brandt here with us. Matt, how you doing, man? Good
very,
to see you.
Very well, boys. Glad to be on the radio again. It's been a few weeks, and missed hanging out with you guys.
Well, I'll tell you, good to see you. And before we go any further, you have to tell us what is happening over at Boudreaux's.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got, again, you cannot beat the view from Boudreaux's deck. Or even inside seating. We got bay windows all over the restaurant. This time of the year, the sunsets are fantastic. Sunsets are around 7:30, 7:45. And, you know, just it complements the great meal you're already having. But you cannot beat the sunsets right now. You cannot beat that Sunday brunch. So come on down. We're still kicking Wednesday through Saturday, 3 to 9, and Sunday, 10 to 3. And we've got everything you need to cap off your evening.
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
and,
you do.
And a full bar. Just
oh, my goodness.
Case,
there you go. There you go. Hey, I tell you, we got a great lineup for you today. Of course, we are post-U.S. Open, where we saw Wyndham Clark get the win. Won last month. Picks up his first major playing out at L.A. Country Club, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And, you know, you gotta give the boy compliments. I mean, here's a guy that – he could have folded a little bit. He had Ricky Fowler all over him. He had Roy McIlroy chasing him. But I'm telling you what, Bobby, he stood in there and he made the shots, and mentally was very tough.
Oh, it was very impressive. I mean, when you get that under your knuckles and you start sweating and thinking about it, he was very calm, you know, thinking about his mom and everything. But he said, "It's my time." I took a deep breath and he just felt pretty calm about it, but I'm sure there was some white knuckles going on that grip. But that putt at 18, I'm thinking that's a long putt. Man, if he leaves it 4 or 5 feet away, and then we're in a playoff, yeah, and he knocks it up there like this, and outstanding.
Yeah, it was an impressive putt. Great way to finish the round. And what I it was amazing how fast that from the 0.001 seconds after that ball hit the hole, all those emotions came out.
Yep.
And he just lost it right there.
Yep.
I mean, imagine holding all that in while you're trying to make a 3-foot putt. I can't do that when I got $5 on the line, much less a U.S. Open major.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of the Masters when Crenshaw won his second one. And after he made the putt, everything he just let loose,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Because his coach, Pinnock, had just passed away that week,
Harvard Pinnock had just passed away that week. And he was very emotional. So when he won and – great story, great tip there is we talk about ball position. Was his caddy said, Ben, I've never seen you play it that far forward in your stance. Play it back. He had Carl had knew his swing for so long. He said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you're playing it off your left heel. Move it back in your stance. And he started striking the ball better. So it's a great tip, plus the emotions on losing Harvey Pinnock. That was very, very emotional for all of us. But, yeah, that was a good U.S. Open. I know L.A. Country Club, it was kind of tight in there and a little bit different. But it was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was good theater.
Well, I mean, it's a U.S. Open. The roughs, we talked about it Saturday. Did it play like a U.S. Open? It did on Sunday. I think if you got in that rough on Sunday, it was pretty tough. But fairly wide fairways, you think. Quail Creek has tighter fairways than L.A. Country Club.
It does.
But, no, good stuff. A young man that played in that Open, played at Auburn, Jacob Solomon, and you had an opportunity to talk with him a little bit earlier.
Yeah, like Bobby mentioned, you know, Jacob is kind of playing very good golf right now, maybe playing the best golf of his career, made the cut last week at the U.S. Open, which was very nice for him being from California. He played at Auburn, turned pro in 2019, and had a great first round this week on the Corn Ferry Tour in Oklahoma. And he's in for the weekend, and I had a chance to talk to him before his third round just a few minutes ago. We'll hear from that, hear a little bit of that in a few minutes, I think.
Yeah, we will in the next segment for sure. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with a very good friend of ours. He's been on with us many, many times, Ray Schuessler, the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Of course, Ray is a swing coach for Joe Durant. Joe's been had been struggling just a little bit, but he's back in the fray and has a three-shot lead at the Dick's Sporting Goods Open. We'll talk a little bit about that. What's he been working on? What has Ray and Joe been working on? Whatever it is, it's been working. So, you know, I think that, and Bobby, you know, Joe has been one of the top ball strikers on the Champions Tour for many years, but just has not been able to put it together. Putting was one of the issues, and they've been working on that a little bit.
One year he was leading in driving accuracy, and he was playing for Ping. And Ping came to at the end of the year and said, well, we're dropping your contract. You got to pick something else. He went, what? I led the tour in accuracy, and you're dropping me? What's going on here? But anyway, they had a change of heart. But, yeah, Joe's very straight. We've had a nice time talking to him down in Orlando a few times and being a Pensacola guy. Yeah, and him and Ray have had a long-time relationship. Yep. I'm glad that's clicking for both of them.
And he is now a Srixon fellow.
Exactly.
So, speaking of which, we have time for our Srixon Cleveland golf tip of the week.
This morning I had a great lesson with a young lady named Megan. She ran track in college and high school, and she played basketball. Good athlete. But what we worked on, the first time for her to hit a – have a lesson and have a real time to hit the golf ball today. And we worked on just fundamentals. We got a proper grip going. We made probably 100 swings without even hitting the golf ball. Got her in a proper stance. Now, she's a good athlete, but the grip, stance, and alignment and her posture, we worked on that. We did a lot of swinging and just rehearsing. I call it studio work. So what we did was just basic, sound, good fundamentals. And she started hitting the ball up in the air, hitting a 7-iron a little over 110 yards. And this is the first time to hit a golf ball. Now, she's an outstanding athlete. But my tip for the day is just preached fundamentals. I got her in good posture, good stance, good grip. I used a training grip. You know, we take a lot of videos of your swing so she can see what she's doing, get a good positive image, and she did very, very well. So get a second set of eyes on your setup, your alignment, your grip, and specifically your posture. You know, you don't want to bend over too far. Don't want to sit with too much, your knees too bent where you squat or you sit down in the stance. Get a good posture, get a good stance, and all that alignment. And that's all we preached this morning. I was very happy for her. She was excited and smiling. She was hitting the ball great. So fundamentals. Go back to fundamentals.
There you go. Your Srixon Cleveland golf tip of the week. Matt, you'll be using that tip this week, won't you?
I will do my very best,
at
sir.
One of our favorite places.
Yes, Fallen Oak. I cannot wait to get there. Looking forward to coming out on Wednesday out there to play another amazing round.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. All right, let's take our first time out. When we come back, we'll hear from Jacob Solomon right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Thank you. Bobby, you wouldn't let me play Bob Marley yesterday, so I'm doing it today.
Okay. Randy, you play whatever you want.
There you go, my man. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen, Bobby Hall, Doug Holton, Matt Brandt. It is a foursome. We're playing a scramble. Who's up first? Bobby, you're up first.
Put it in play.
We're saving
Bobby.
You for last. Yeah. Okay.
Put it in play, Bobby, and we'll take a swing at it.
No, it's good stuff. You know, of course, we're talking a little about last week's U.S. Open, where we see Wyndham Clark get his first major of the season. Actually, it's his second win of the season. And whether you like him or not, the kid played well. He played well. I think he had a great mental attitude. You know, as he said, I'm playing a little cocky. I'm going to play a little cocky. You heard his caddy call him, hey, be an athlete. Be an athlete. Mm-hmm. Address that, Bobby.
Well, you know, I have to get in the right frame of mind, and that's what caddies do. If they're a good caddy, they're like the mental coach. They're the swing coach. They keep you together when you're losing your thoughts. And told him to be an athlete, stand up, be a man, have the courage of your convictions, and pull the trigger. And that's what it's all about. You can't be scared. You've just got to play through it. I thought that was very good statement.
You know, one of the guys that did get to play also, Doug, Jacob Solomon.
Yeah, Jacob, as I mentioned earlier, is playing very well right now. Made the cut in the U.S. Open last week. Played at Auburn a few years ago and turned pro in 2019. He's on the Korn Ferry Tour trying to make his way up. And he also had a very interesting recruiting visit when he came to Auburn. But anyway, I had a chance to talk to him just a few minutes ago before he tees off in round three in Norman, Oklahoma. All right, Jacob, thanks for joining us. And you are in for the weekend in Norman, Oklahoma on the Korn Ferry Tour. Congratulations. And War Eagle, tell us a little bit about your opening rounds. A good 65 on Thursday and a little stumble on the back nine yesterday, but you got it home and you're in for the weekend.
Yeah, played fantastic golf on Thursday, bogey-free, 7-under, just all parts of my game clicking, hit the ball really well, and scrambled when I was out of position, made some good par saves, but yeah, 7 birdies, no bogeys will generally get it done. And then yesterday, had about a 3-hour rain delay, and I was playing well, 2-under through my first 12 holes, and then when we came back after the restart, I was just a little off, and finished the day at 1-over, but yeah, weekend golf, only 6 back heading into the weekend, so a good opportunity for me.
Is this a course in Norman where it's going to take a couple of 65s to get in the hunt, or what do you think?
Yeah, the course is pretty gettable. It's all right in front of you. Off the tee box is generally the challenge. If you can hit the fairway on this golf course, you're going to have a lot of scoring opportunities. But yeah, it's playing pretty gettable right now. The greens are pretty flat and rolling pretty smooth. So lots of opportunities to make birdies and get the ball close to the hole.
Mm-hmm. You've had some really good finishes as of late on the Korn Ferry. I think you finished 23rd in Knoxville.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your goals for the rest of the year as far as the Korn Ferry. I know you'd like to get in to the next level next year, get in the top 30 or that kind of thing. What are you thinking right now?
Of course, yeah. You know, I've had a couple good opportunities throughout the year where I've been up there near the top of the leaderboard after the third round and kind of just stumbled a little bit on Sunday. And I think that's just part of being a rookie. And one of these times I know that I'm going to break through. I'm way too good of a golfer. And, you know, I know that when I'm playing my best golf, I think I'm certainly good enough to compete at the highest level. But yeah, it's been a good year so far. I've learned a ton, about myself as a player and just kind of taking that week to week and continue to learn, continue to grow. But, I'm in a good position. I think if I can get, you know, a couple top fives on the way in or chase down that elusive win, I think I'll be in a good spot to get my tour card.
Yeah, I read your tweet last week. I think it was a tweet about your game and what you just said, that your golf game is good enough to compete with the best in the world. Tell me a little bit about last week, being a California guy. What was that like, and what did you learn about yourself?
Yeah, the U.S. Open was an incredible experience for me. Obviously, just getting through the qualifier itself to get into the tournament was a huge accomplishment. I mean, it's 36 holes. one of the longest days in golf, and I was able to shoot 8 under with only one bogey over those 36 holes, and then birdied the first hole in a playoff just to get there. So, but it was incredible, man. And I played really great golf on Thursday at the Open. I was 4 under through 15 and made a couple bogeys coming in, but 16 and 17 are pretty much the two toughest holes on that golf course. But it was such a great experience for my professional career just to see myself in a major championship, see myself near the top of the lead, and, you know, and then obviously making the weekend, making a nice paycheck, all those things felt really good. And yeah, so just trying to take from that and playing in front of thousands of fans. And I think it'll be an experience that I can draw on a lot throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah. Big confidence boost, I'm sure. Is that the difference at this level that you're at right now? Is it between the ears more than anything?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you've got to be really mechanically sound to get here. But yeah, I think the mental game is where you can separate yourself. Just this year, I've done a really good job of having a high self-belief. And even though I maybe haven't had the resume that some of the other guys out here on Korn Ferry have had, I know that how hard I work. And I have had success, and I don't want to diminish that. So I think those couple things kind of push me through and keep my self-belief really high, which is super important out here.
Fantastic. Tell me about a California kid getting to Auburn, Alabama. How did that happen?
Yeah. The story about my recruiting trip is pretty great. I met another guy who was playing the AJGA junior golf circuit. His name is Matt Gilchrist, and he was at Auburn 2 years before I was. But when I met him in junior golf, he's like, you got to come check it out. Coach Kleinert's great, the facility, everything. So the weekend I picked to come do my visit to see it for the first time ever was the weekend of the Kick 6 game, actually. So I got to go to the Kick 6 game in 2013 and see that Iron Bowl. And I mean, it's hard not to commit after seeing all that. But I think, you know, mainly when we saw how nice South Donahue dorm was, and our practice facility is just incredible. It really felt like home to me. And I know, you know, with Coach Kleinert being there, that he was going to take care of me and help me get to where I wanted to be in terms of becoming a professional golfer.
That's Jacob Solomon on the Korn Ferry Tour. Had a chance to talk with him just a few minutes ago, and making his way hopefully to the PGA Tour, Randy, and we wish him well in round three today.
Absolutely. Right now he's a T39 at 6 under. Guess who else is playing in this? Now, they're playing the Compliance Solutions Championship in Norman, Oklahoma. That is the golf course for the Sooners of Oklahoma. But guess who else is playing in there?
A couple of Pensacola guys. A couple of Milton guys, right?
Yep. Yeah. Heath Slocum is in there. Right now, Heath having a little tough time. +9, he shoots 75-78. And then the Boomeister, Boo Weekly, -4. He's 4 under, 71-69, Bobby.
Well, that's great to hear. I saw Boo Weekly's name a few weeks ago on one of the Korn Ferry events, and was glad to see him back playing. I mean, Heath Slocum's well known around here, played at South Alabama and played very well, and that's good. I'm glad to hear those two back playing. That's fantastic.
Always good. Matt, your thoughts?
Well, it's always interesting to see what inspires someone to be part of a new college or recruit, and knowing that he decided to bring the Kick 6 game up, and you see all the Auburn smiles in the room.
There
you see all the
one.
Alabama eye rolls in the room. You hear that. But that's still a pretty cool story. What a time to be a part of a recruiting opportunity.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. You know, you talk about SEC and young kids. That Gordon Sargent from Vanderbilt, low amateur. Congratulations to him. He played. Listen, this is a kid you better keep your eye on. He doesn't look that big, mm-hmm. but he reminds me a lot of Wills Altors, a real thin young man, but he's got plenty of power.
He does. I also liked what he had to say in his commentary on your interview there, Doug, about his confidence level. And I don't think he's being cocky. I think he's just being very positive, and you have to be that way. You have to feel like I can beat the other guy. I mean, I want to sit down at the end of the day. We all want to have a beer, but during that round, hey, I'm going to be the top dog, and you got to come beat me. He just sounded very, very confident. That wasn't braggadocious in any way. I liked hearing that. I think a lot of golfers that excel do have a little bit. this is not a negative comment, but have a little chip on their shoulder. I'm a little bit better. I think you got to raise the bar that way. You got to think about yourself and take pride in what you're doing. Not be negative, but be positive.
I think
that was great.
I was thinking of Jack Nicklaus. I sent Randy that tweet, I think, about Baltusrol, where the girls are playing this week. He's always had that line between cocky and confident. You know, some people thought he was one or the other, but just watching him hit that shot, the last shot at Baltusrol, 238-yard one-iron.
One-iron, that's right.
You know,
they got a plaque out there.
Into the green, yep. So you know, he got it done for a reason.
Absolutely. Well, real quick, the DP Tour, they are in Germany for the BMW International Open. Right now, it looks like the young man, Luton, has a he's first cousins to Gluten. 13-under, got a two-stroke lead right now. Of course, the ladies, the LPGA, they're in New Jersey for the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, their second major of the year. And leading the way, the young lady from Ireland, Leona McGuire. She's a tough one, I'm going to tell you. She's got a one-stroke lead at 5-under. All right, more to come. When we come back, we're going to talk with Ray Schuessler. We'll talk a little bit about Joe Durant as Southern Fairways rolls on a beautiful Saturday morning. A Saturday morning is just never complete without a little Boss Gags. Gotta have some Boss Gags. Throw in, compliment it with a little Steely Dan, and you are on your way there, Matty-O.
You just got that rhythm. Gives you a nice little smooth swing. It helps you get into the mood of the golf course when you have a little Boss Gags coming out.
Get in the mood.
Get in the mood.
You gotta get in the mood. That's right. Mood. I tell you who is in the mood. Joe Durant is in the mood, and he is doing extremely well up at the Dick's Sporting Goods Open in New York. Let's talk to a swing coach, good friend of ours. He is the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, our good friend Ray Schuessler. Ray, how you doing, my man?
Well, I'm in a better mood now that I've heard Boss Gags.
There you go. Always good. Hey, listen, we're going to hear from Joe in just a few moments. But let's talk a little about what you and Joe have been working on. You and I've talked about it quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. He had been struggling just a little bit, got a swing. His health was a little off, but back together now. And you had mentioned that putting seemed to be, as we know, he's one of the top ball strikers on the tour, but his putting was just a little off, and y'all had been working on that a little bit. Talk about some of your sessions.
Yeah, basically, with my track man, I can show him the nut. It's just like swing. I can show him the path, the face, and everything, and it's just old school stuff. We talked about getting a 2x4 out, his path was just a little bit out the end, and so then he had to open his face, and so just kind of worked on just basic fundamentals and go from there. I mean, he's been a good putter, real good putter at times in his career, and so he can putt, or he wouldn't have played professional golf this long. But it's just out there, as y'all know, a lot of the times, if you don't get off to a good start, you're playing behind the eight ball in these tournaments. Because if you just pay attention to the Champions Tour, if you're not, 3 to 5 under each round, most of the time, you're not going to be up in that upper echelon of players on that tour. They just, they got 54 holes, they full speed ahead as soon as the gun goes off. So he did finish tied for fourth, last event out. So he's trending, as we say. Hope to keep it going this weekend. He's worked hard. He's, like you said, he's had some injuries. He's had to work through those, and it's kind of frustrating, when you have injuries and you're trying to compete against the best in the world. You just got to play around it, and that's hard to do.
Hey, Ray, Bobby Hall here. Nice to hear you on the radio again, and appreciate all the things you're doing for golf. How long have you Joe been knowing each other?
Thank you.
How long have you and Joe been working together? I know you've been friends a long time.
Well, he reached out to me. I've been at Mobile Country Club now 3 years, so it was about a year before that we started working a little bit, and then I would say, you know, maybe not full time all 4 years, but in the last couple of years, he's been coming pretty regular. Since I've been back at Mobile Country Club, he came out to see me at Gulf Shores Golf Club a couple of times, and then when I changed jobs and stuff, and then he started coming back out to Mobile Country Club. So about 4 years or so, you know, all totaled up.
Well, we thank the world of Joe Durant.
Go ahead.
We just thank the world of Joe Durant. Of course, we thank the world of you two, and it seems like that's a real good fit. So what are you in the progress? You talked about him having some health issues, so hopefully he's getting all through that. What specifically is he having to do?
Well, he had a knee situation. He hadn't had it operated on, but he's had a couple of injections. He had a wrist and thumb issue at the beginning of this year, so – you know, with a knee and a wrist and a thumb, playing golf's not too easy. So he's really had to work through that, and so it sounds like his. You know, I pulled up an interview he did out. Obviously, and you know,
right, he's kind of coming in and out.
Bent you up, and if you're not putting at a high level at that level. It's gonna be tough to, you know, play. You know, he wants to be in that top tier every week. He's not out there to just, you know, walk and have a good time. He's not happy, you know, when he's not in contention for an event.
That's the way a lot of these professional players are, no doubt about it. We're visiting Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Doug?
Yeah, Ray, Doug Holton, how are you?
Great, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just going to kind of follow up on the point you just made. Following Joe for all these many years, he's a very streaky player. When he gets in the zone, we can really see him go. And I was just going to ask you, do you feel like he's at the beginning of one of those streaks? Is he on the verge of doing something special here?
Well, time will tell, Doug, as you well know. We certainly hope so. I mean, he's very deserving. I mean, he works his tail off. He sends me text messages, and I know how bad he wants it. And as you know, sometimes you can almost want it too bad. But he's not. You know, he's 59 now, and he's realistic. He knows he's at the backside of his career, but he wants to finish off in style. He doesn't want to just, you know, play these last few years out just middle of the pack. He wants to be. Like I said, he's not going to do that. He's not cut out for that. He's not going to just, you know, play just to play for fun out there. That's not going to be his end game.
Of course, going into the second round, Joe had the lead. Right now, there's been a couple of changes, guys out on the course. But Joe did a post-round interview yesterday, and it went like this.
You know what? I'm just trying to resurrect my golf game right now. I've really struggled the first half of the season. I played well in Madison 2 weeks ago. I'm starting to see some signs of life, but I still have a lot to work on. But I'm just trying to just put one foot in front of the other right now, just shoot some good scores and just see what happens, really.
And there you go. So that kind of goes exactly what you were just talking about, Ray. He's just trying to get back on that track, not get too far ahead of himself, keep it in front of him.
Yeah, you get too far in front of yourself in this game, it'll spit you out. I mean, it's – you know, when I'm coaching, Bobby knows this, when you're coaching players, you just, the old saying, one shot at a time, one hole at a time. Don't get in front of yourself. So, he's played out there for quite a long time, regular tour, senior tour. He knows what to do. It's just a matter of doing it.
Hey Ray, always good to have you on. This is Matt Brandt. Really, really curious as to what do you guys do to help work on the mental game? I know you talk about the tips and tricks and a lot of focus on the putting and things like that that you guys have worked on together. Anything you do specifically that helps with that mental focus, that mental preparation?
Well, we talk about it a lot, and we share audio tapes to listen to. And he actually, at the beginning of this year, he went back to a guy he hired back when he was on tour, Dr. Cone, who worked under Rotella back in the day. He's out of Orlando, and he's been working with him some just to kind of organize it maybe a little bit better, because you can kind of zig. It's kind of like golf swing. If you're trying one thing one week, another thing the next week, you're probably not going to get anywhere. You're kind of chasing your tail. So I think what Dr. Cohn has helped him with is just consolidating. He sent me a few emails after their sessions together, and it's right off the book of Dr. Rotella, you know, stay in the moment, and just you get a lot of it's just positive visualization, positive self-talk, and practice. You gotta practice that kind of stuff. You can talk the talk, but if you don't walk the walk, it's not going to happen. So he's been putting a lot of effort into that this year.
That's good stuff.
We're visiting Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile, Joe Durant's swing coach, and Matt, you're a businessman, okay? He's not going to tell you all that. If you want to know, there's a simple pay system that you go through.
That's right. I'm getting all I can. I'm getting all I can out of this.
Oh, my goodness.
I can tell everybody, you're sabotaging yourself if you get, negative self-talk going and trashing yourself on the golf course. It's not doing you any good. The guys you're playing with love to see you do that, but it's not doing you any good. So, and again, it's not easy. You want to have a little fire in your belly, but you got to know how to steer it. Every competitor gets mad at themselves and they want to do well, but you got to know how to funnel that energy.
Hey, Ray, we've only got about 30 seconds left here with you. As folks go out and play today, get ready to go play this week, what is one quick tip that you could give them to help lower some scores?
Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game. I think that's one thing that I see, and be realistic with your expectations and just try to, pay attention to where your weak spots are. And go work on your weak spots. See yourself hitting good shots. I mean, if you're sitting over a ball saying, "I hope I don't do this," "I hope I don't do that," you're probably going to do that instead of saying, "Okay, where do I want this ball to end up?" Keeping it in the theme of sports psychology, I think that's what all great players do. That's what Lyndon Clark said after the job. If anybody paid attention to what he said, a lot of the reason he won is it's mental. He said, he almost willed himself to the victory, and you could do that in sports.
Well, and that's a great tip, because I can tell you, and Matt, you and I have played a lot of golf together. Doug, you and I, and Bobby, you and I have played a lot of golf, and I know what my weaknesses are. My driver, my 3-wood, my 5-wood, my – let's just go right down the list. Hey, Ray, man, congrats.
I've seen you hit the ball.
Yeah, Ray, you're so kind. I'll send you the $5 here a little bit later. Hey, Ray, you're always enjoy having you on. Hey, congrats. We're rooting for Joe, and look forward to talking and having you back on the show real soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Bobby, Matt, Doug, great hearing y'all's voice. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy, there you go. Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction, the Country Club of Mobile. He's Bobby, I got to tell you, Ray is when you talk about short game, mm-hmm. they don't get much better than him.
No, I've had the opportunity to play in some of our section events before. I got to play with Ray, not very often, but when I did, I paid attention because he's a good ball striker. Grew up under Woody Woodall years ago at the Country Club, played some junior college golf with Matt Houston, John Houston.
John Houston.
John Houston and him were buddies, but if Ray just a little bigger, maybe a little longer, he could have gone a lot further, but – man, when he gets that wedge in his hand, he can play.
He knows his numbers.
Yes, he knows his numbers.
No doubt.
He's a good man.
There's no doubt. Doug, you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say, they were speaking of the mental game, and Matt was talking about that. But I always remember talking to Dr. Rotella when he was at North River in Tuscaloosa when I was there, and Bob Toski, and he said, no matter how you play today, when you get home, you're still going to have a steak dinner, and your wife's still going to love you. So take that attitude to the golf course.
Well, maybe not.
Why y'all looking at me?
That was in the book.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up right after this. All right.
putting the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Randy Bergen, Bobby Hall, Doug Holton, Matt Brandt, glad you are with us. Great to have Ray on. And just a really good dude. And Bobby, you know, just a fantastic golf coach. He's done Francis Brown over at UMS, who won the state in high school as a 8th grader, a runner-up, freshman, went into individual, and then last year or this past season won as well. So Ray knows what he's doing.
Exactly. He's been around a long time, been coaching a long time, takes it very serious, good player, and doing what he loves to do, and that's most important.
Absolutely. You know, the guys are at TPC River Highlands in Carmel, Connecticut, playing a little over 6,800 yards, a par 70 course. And a couple of things of note. This is, Bobby, what they say, and guys, what they say is a little tough but gettable golf course. If you go back and you look, I think 2016, Jim Furyk, he shot a 58, okay, low score there. In 2014, Kevin Streelman. Seven birdies in a row, finishes with seven birdies in a row to have a comeback win. I think over Rory McIlroy was one of the guys. And then if you remember, Patrick Cantlay is an amateur, shoots a 60 out here at TPC River Highlands. So tough course, but gettable.
Yeah, well, with the cut being 3 under, you miss the cut. Morikawa shoots 74-63 and misses the cut. There's a lot of birdies being made out there. This may be the birdie fest of the season on the PGA Tour statistically.
Yeah, right, just, right now.
I mean, you got to go low.
Yeah, right now they've got 12 guys at minus 8, which is 7 strokes off the lead. But in a tournament with this many birdie opportunities, you got to think each one of those guys is starting today thinking, mm-hmm. I've got a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, 12 guys at minus 8. And then you've got Chez Reavie at minus 13. You got Eric Holt minus 11. These guys, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Chez Reavie works with Mike Blackburn up in Birmingham.
Nice.
So, also give a little shout out to Davis Riley from Hattiesburg. He made the cut. Mm-hmm. I hope he makes a good check and furthers his career. So, we'll give a shout out to him.
Good to see Justin Thomas playing a little bit better than he did out in L.A. Did he even show up in L.A.? I mean, because it was a tough one for him. But right now he's a TTN at 8 under. Keegan Bradley, Denny McCarthy, those guys lead at 15 under. As you mentioned, Chev Reavie and Eric Cole. Excuse me, Chev Reavie is at 13 under. Eric Cole at 11 under. Adam Scott's in there. He's at 10 under. So this will be a good finish coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to shoot 58. This weekend, I'm gonna.
Well, Keegan had an opportunity. I think. Yeah. Remember, Denny McCarthy had that opportunity.
Yeah.
If it goes in on number 18 Thursday, he would have shot that. So.
Yeah, it's gonna be an exciting weekend of golf. It's always fun to watch that tournament. You know, shoot some low scores. It's not like the U.S. Open, but it's fun to watch once in a while.
Absolutely, Bob. You got a quick tip for us?
Catch me off guard there. Well,
you look like you were dozing on me.
I think we were talking to a young lady the other day about her putting, and I asked her the question, do you miss more putts on the right or to the left? And she really couldn't answer the question. And it goes back to what Ray said in his comments about Durant, is, you know, pick up on the weak points and where is your ball headed after you putt. If you're missing it on the right, it is probably too far back in your stance. Okay, so you want to put it in the middle. If you're missing a lot of putts to the left, you want to move it back in your stance. So you think about your putter as an arc, and as it puts on an arc, if you're missing more to the left, you're pulling it, your club faces to the left, or your path may be to the left. And simply moving the ball position in your putter and where you put it in your stance can make up a lot of ground. Until you get a second set of eyes and work with a professional like Ray and those who work on putting. So ball position is very, very important in the putting stroke. If you're missing putts left, get it back. If you're missing putts right, get it more forward in your stance. Don't try to Mickey Mouse and change a whole bunch of stuff. Just try to keep it simple.
Bobby, I got to tell you, you look mighty nice today.
Thank you.
I like your Strixon hat. However,
you do not look
good in blue and orange, okay?
I thought he looked great.
Yeah, I got a lot of compliments on this side of the studio.
I know you did. I know you did. Hey, I want to remind you that the GCGA Tour is going to be back in action for the sixth event of the season. That happens at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley on July the 16th. Always great track with David Musial. They do extremely well out there. We love the golf course, and if you have an opportunity, you want to do check them out. Maybe you put together a little package. You go play Glen Lakes. Go down and see our friends at Kraft Farms as well as Peninsula. They always have the conditions of the course
ready for you. I mean, Bobby, you know, and guys, you know, we play out there a lot. And, man, some great greens. Those tracks are always in fabulous shape. So go see our buddy Ryan Mello at Craft Farms or Anthony Vaughn down at Peninsula.
And, Bobby, I was going to ask you on your putting tip there. You talked about moving the ball forward or back a little bit. What about how far you stand from the golf ball? Does that have an effect also?
Oh, absolutely. The further the ball is away from you and you're further away, you're going to have more of a really big arc in your swing and in your putting path. And if you're closer to the ball, it tends to go more straight back and straight through. When you look at putters and you get a face balanced putter, the face balancing is for those who stand very close to the golf ball, because you're going to make a more straight online path, if you will, going back and forward to the hole. If you stand a little further away and your eyes are back away from the golf ball, you might get a heel shafted putter, because you're going to swing on the arc and you want the toe opening and closing.
Go for the old blade.
Go for yeah. So if you got a toe hanging putter, mm-hmm. and you stand away from the ball, that's usually the best. That's why they make the different hosels and, of course, the different shaft inserts into the heel and to the center.
So you want to make sure you match your stroke with the right putter.
Correct.
Yep.
And so if you have the idea that you're going straight back and straight through, get it face balanced and get closer to the ball.
That's a good tip right there, because, again, like with a golf ball, a lot of folks just think, hey, I'm going to go hit a golf ball that they don't really need. They can't compress it. A putter is the same way. You think, hey, that's a beautiful putter. I like it, but it may not be the putter that you need. That is Bobby Hall, Doug Holton, Matt Brandt. I'm Randy Bergen. And, Matt, before we go any further, what's on the menu at Boudreaux's?
I'll tell you what, after you finish that round of golf today, come on out. And, you know, a lot of people out here love what they call blackened seafood, blackened redfish, blackened
right.
catfish, blackened shrimp. But very few places that I've been actually do it right. And I'm not going to name names. But if you want some traditionally Cajun blackened fish, steak, chicken, especially our blackened redfish with the crawfish coubillon sauce, blackened salmon with our Creole sauce and lump crab meat on top of that, come out. We have a 800-degree steel plate that we use that we put that blackened product on, the seafood, the steak, and sear that seasoning into it. That's blackening. That's how you get that flavor. That's how you get that crispness to it. And you can't get that unless you have the right equipment to do it.
That's what we're talking about.
You can't just put some seasoning on there and call it blackening. You got to do it right. So if you want it right, come on down to Boudreaux's. We'll take care of
it. Dang, is it lunchtime?
It's about to be. Let me just mention real quick. Now, how about alligator? You still got alligator?
Still got the alligator. Still got the voodoo pasta, too.
Yeah, if you've not had blackened alligator from Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, that is, and maybe you've had alligator in the past, and you said, oh, that's a little too rubbery. The way that you do it at Boudreaux's is like no other place I've ever been. That alligator is like filet mignon.
That's right.
I mean, you can actually cut it with a fork. It is just melts in your mouth. It's fantastic.
Amazing. The flavor, the green onions on top of that with the house-made remoulade sauce. I'm telling you, make it into a po' boy if you want. We can have some fun with it. Come on down and we'll have a good time with it.
And listen, I'm going to throw out real quick Boone's Thai Kitchen over at the Fort. The curry is fantastic. If you've not had that, throw a little pineapple in there, get it medium heat with chicken and shrimp. That is awesome. The pad thai, best pad thai you'll have anywhere.
That's right.
I promise you.
And if you're tougher than Randy, you can go a little higher than medium. You can do hot. You can do Thai hot. My favorite's Thai hot, and that'll light you up, but man, it's good.
And don't come back to me complaining when it's too hot, okay? I'm just telling you, because I always ask you, are you sure you want it that hot? But, no, do check out Boudreaux's Cajun Grill right there. Beautiful back deck. And y'all got the biggest deck on the Gulf Coast, don't you?
And don't you forget about it.
Oh, my gosh. Go up to the Fort and see Boom up there, Sheila. I'll be glad to help you. All right. We are almost out of time. What you got going on with War Eagle TV there, Doug?
Well, it's a little bit slow right now, but we're getting ready for football season. I guess the SEC media days are rolling up here pretty soon in July. And, you know, we talked to Jacob. We'll put that up a little later on if people want to watch our interview with Jacob Solomon and see what he's doing on the Corn Ferry Tour.
You know what? I'm excited. Football's just right around the corner. What are we, about 60, 61, 62 days away before toe meets leather?
Got a little something fun tonight, too. I'm sure it's making the rest of the college baseball world upset that it's an all-SEC College World Series with Florida and LSU playing game one tonight. Should be interesting to see.
Absolutely.
Fun for us to watch, SEC fans. But exactly. I'm sure everybody else was really mad.
Well, they always do. If it's the SEC, if it's two SEC playing in the championship of anything, they're not happy about it.
I saw the Wake Forest guy on Smiley Kaufman's Twitter. The Wake Forest guy was saying, I don't know who can beat us right now. Of course, Smiley played at LSU. You know, sure. So he was putting that up to kind of poke at him a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Sometimes you just don't poke the bear.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Don't poke the bear. But it should be a good series. Hey, look, we always talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, but we're going to talk football is going to be coming up. We'll be getting back into that action next week. I'm sure we'll be talking about the World Series or the World Championship baseball. So, a lot going on. Bobby, man, thanks for always hanging out with us. Go see Bobby and the staff there at Quail Creek.
Yeah, come see us at Quail Creek. We got a game for everybody. And the course is in good shape. We're having a lot of fun. And just come see us. We'd love to have you out.
Absolutely. A lot of grass on the greens there. Doug, as always, thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure, Andy. See you next week.
Yes, sir. And Matt,
enjoy every minute of it.
Have your fun next week.
That's right, buddy.
All right, there you go. Hey, thank you for hanging out with us right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. For the whole staff, for Steve Stanley pushing all the buttons back in the studios, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember, hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. Bye-bye, everybody.